That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. An extra package in your car can act just like a spare. You may not need to use it, but it's wise to have it there. Now, there's good advice in that little jingle, because, of course, I'm talking about an extra package of Alka-Seltzer. Yes, Alka-Seltzer can really be a welcome friend to take along on a vacation or a weekend trip. Now, when you're traveling, you're often more susceptible to those common discomforts, such as acid indigestion, muscular aches and pains, or nagging headaches. Well, when one of those ailments comes along, you're going to want fast relief. So, of course, you're going to want Alka-Seltzer. If you have that extra package right there with you, you won't have to worry about buying Alka-Seltzer late at night or when you're far away from a drugstore. So today, ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer. You'll be glad you did, because it's good insurance for vacation fun. It's just a wise vacation tip. Take Alka-Seltzer on your trip. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the plan to cut Lum's tuxedo down to make a wedding suit for Abner was cut even shorter than the suit when Lum discovered what was happening. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their Jotham Down store. Abner is trying to repair the damage to the suit. Listen.
Ouch. Doggies, Lum, that's about the 100th time I've stuck myself with this bad blame needle.
I thought you'd give yourself a hot foot there the way you hollered.
No, I just can't do this sewing. I don't know nothing about it.
Oh, yes, you can. You sit right there and don't you move till you get them pieces sewed back onto the legs and sleeves of my tuxedo.
Well, Lum, I'm liable to stab myself to death.
Good. I hope you do.
Huh?
Hurry up. Get going. Your wedding's going to be tomorrow, and I want that suit ready in time for it.
But, yeah, but, Lum.
Get going.
Lum, I don't think you're going to want to wear this suit, even if I do get it done. I better take it home and try to get Elizabeth to fix it up for you.
No, I want you to do it. You're the one that cut the legs and sleeves off the fishes, so you're the one that's going to sew them back on.
Well, I never done it so long. Grandpappy Spears done it.
You stood right there with the suit on and let him do it, though, so it's just as much your fault as it is his. Now, hurry up.
All right, but it's going to look terrible.
I don't care. This is your wedding, and I'm your best man. If I look terrible, it's your own fault.
Well... Oh, my old. Well,
just hurry up and stop complaining.
Well, Lum, I ain't in no kind of shape to do no hard work to start with. Before I come down here this morning, I had to spend about an hour practicing carrying Elizabeth through the door.
Carrying Elizabeth through the door?
Yes, sir.
What's the matter? Was she hurt?
Well, no. Or at least, mate, ways not when we started practicing, she weren't. She did get bruised up a little after I dropped her a couple of times.
Well, for pity's sake, just what was you trying to do anyway?
Oh, I don't know. It's another one of Elizabeth's ideas. She claims that after a wedding, a husband is supposed to tote his woman across the threshold of the front door.
Oh, yeah, I believe I have heard that.
So, she wanted me to practice up and make sure I could do it, just in case somebody happened to be watching when we went back to the house after the wedding, you know.
Well, what would you be going back to the house for? Thought you was going on a honeymoon to Hot Springs after the wedding.
Well, Elizabeth says she has to go back and change into her... getting away get up or going away get up or something.
Going away get up?
Yeah. Anyway, she bought herself a brand spanking new dress just to wear on a trip. Said she had to have something that'd be fancy enough to wear on the bus, you know.
Going on the bus, huh?
Well, she is, yes.
Huh?
She's leaving about 20 minutes after the wedding ceremonies.
Well, here, ain't you going on the bus, too? She can't go on her honeymoon trip all by herself.
Oh, well, there'll be lots of other folks on the bus, Lum.
Yeah, but...
And she said, to be honest, she'd rather go by herself this time. She said a honeymoon trip was supposed to be a happy one, and, you know, me and her always get to wrangling about some little old something or another when we take a trip. So she said she just could leave, go alone.
Well, for pity's sake, you ain't going to go at all, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm going. Me and Cedric are going to take a trip in his car on Sunday.
Well, that sounds nice. I hope you two will be very happy.
Huh?
Are you and Cedric going to Niagara Falls?
No, we're going to Hot Springs. We'll meet Elizabeth there and bring her back home with us.
Well, ain't that going to spoil her honeymoon trip?
Yeah, reckon so. Of course, after I try to tote her over that threshold tomorrow, I ain't sure either one of us is going to be in any shape to make a trip no place. You know, I believe that woman has took on weight in the last 30 years.
Well, she don't look no heavier. She's wiry.
Yeah, she's got some awful heavy wires in her then. Or I'm getting weaker along.
Had a hard time carrying her, huh?
Oh, well, I never got that far. I was still working on lifting her.
Well, you sure could do that, couldn't you?
Yeah, I got up there a couple or three times there, but then I'd always lose my grip. And there she'd go, bang, bang, bumpity bump.
Boing? You mean she'd fall?
Yeah. You know how clumsy she is. She never could hit on her feet from any height at all.
Yeah.
Then she got the idea of her standing on a chair and taking off from there. But the first time she tried that, I just happened to be bent over tying a shoestring, and bang, there she went again, bump, bump.
Granny, she bounced, huh?
Oh, she bounced. That woman can raise a knock on her head quicker than every one human I ever knowed. Awful soft-headed.
Well, I don't wonder falling off of a chair that way.
As a matter of fact, she can raise a knot on my head pretty fast, too. Just look, Caroline.
Did Elizabeth do that?
She done it, standing flat-footed and kicked me right in the head.
Here, give me them britches. You ain't in no condition to do no sewing.
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Yeah, I'll get Charity Spears to do it for me. I know she'd be glad to.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Get Charity.
You've suffered enough, I believe.
I've suffered too much.
Well, you better sit down there and rest up for a while. You got a big day ahead of you tomorrow.
Oh, I'd rather not even think about it. I tried to get Elizabeth to let me carry her through the door in a wheelbar, but she wouldn't stand for it, or set for it.
Just take it easy now, Emmy. As long as I'm going to be your best man, I'll take care of everything for you.
Well, thank you, Lon.
Don't mention it. As best man, that's my duty, according to the etiquette book.
Well, good. Lon. You wouldn't want to take that trip to Hot Springs for me, too, would you?
Well, no, I don't think I'll be able to get away, Abner.
Oh.
But I'll take care of all the arrangements for the wedding, for as you're concerned, leastways.
Oh, that just sounds plumb wonderful.
I see now. We still ain't got you no formal suit to wear. You ought to have one as long as I'm wearing one. You don't want your best man to overshadow you.
Oh, it's all right with me, though.
Of course, I don't know how I'm ever going to tone myself down to where I won't overshadow you.
What'd you say?
Just relax there now. Take it easy.
Well, don't worry. That's the one thing I'm awful good at, relaxing.
Suit. Where can we get you a suit?
I don't know. I've got to relax.
Yeah, got to get you something awful fancy to make you stand out. We don't want everybody gawking at me instead of you.
Yeah, well, you just work it out any way you please. You're my best man.
Yeah, mine could take you into the county seat and we could rent you a tuxedo in there. But I ain't sure we got enough time left for that.
Oh, boy. Doggy, I never knowed I was so far behind in my setting. This is just what I need, just a whole batch of this relaxing.
Yeah, we somebody walk in that front door right now and say, here's a new suit for you.
Yeah, that's a good idea to do that. Sounds good to me. Yes, sir.
Hey, Mr. Abner, here's a new suit for you.
Huh?
Wait a minute, what'd you say, Cedric?
I said I was bringing Mr. Abner a new suit.
Well, if that don't beat the bugs, if I can.
I don't be wrong, you're a better best man I ever allowed you was. How'd you work that, Lon?
I never had nothing to do with it.
Oh, come on now, tell me. Now, there's some trick to it, ain't there?
Abner, I don't know nothing about this. Honest or not?
Come on now, tell me now. How'd you do it, Lon?
Cedric, where'd you get this suit?
At the county seat. Miss Elizabeth said she called up there and ordered it, and then she had me drive in there and pick it up for her.
Oh, I see.
You mean this is Elizabeth doing?
Yes, Lon.
Well, lo me, I never know nothing about it. Why didn't she tell me?
Well, she said she feared you'd buy some outlandish-looking thing if she left it up to you. Well, come on, let's open up the box, see what the suit looks like.
I sort of hate to. No telling what kind of a looking outfit she's ordered for me.
Well, ain't no harm in looking.
No. Is it a tuxedo?
I can't tell yet.
You fellas need me anymore?
Yeah, you better stick around, Cedric. I'll more than likely want you to tote this thing back to the county seat.
Granny, look at this, Abner.
Huh?
If this ain't the prettiest plaid suit you ever set your eyes on, I don't know what is.
Is that a suit or a horse blanket?
Boy, ain't that a pretty one.
Yeah, that's what I call a suit.
Yeah, it's a suit, I believe.
I believe I'll have Elizabeth order my suits for me after this.
You don't think that's a little bit too loud for me, do you, Lon?
Why, no. It'll brighten me up. And you can stand it.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
I can, huh?
Well, I wish it was me that was getting married so I could wear a suit like that. Boy.
Well, there is some pretty colors in there, I'll say that for it.
Yeah, granny. I wonder if it'd be time for me to get a new suit, too.
Yeah, hold that coat for me, Cedric. I'll just try that on. That's pretty.
Boy, feel that material. Feels just like cloth.
Well, don't hold it up so high, Cedric. I ain't going to jump for it. Doggies, that's better. Yeah, let's see now. Where'd my hands go? Oh, doggies, I know it. It's too big for me.
Yeah, this is kind of roomy, ain't it?
That's what always happens every time my woman orders something for me. She just hates to admit to anybody that her husband is as short as I am.
I don't blame her.
And she stands there and gets to bragging on me. First thing you know, she's added about 6 sizes.
Yeah, you look like heels deals to me.
Ah.
You know, that suit just about fit me.
Well, of course it would. Dad, blame it anyway.
Abner, how much of that sewing did you get done on my suit?
Oh, I don't know. I think I got the pieces sewed back onto the bottom of the breeches.
Well, cut them off again. I decided to make the big sacrifice and let you wear my tuxedo.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
No, Abner, I insist. I'm your best man. I want you to be the only man there with a tuxedo on. After all, you're the bridegroom, you know.
Yeah, but, Lum, what do you wear?
Oh, I don't know. I'll try to struggle through this old new plaid thing you got here.
But now, Lum.
We just don't want to take no chance of my overshadowing you. Hand me them breeches, Cedric. I better try them on.
Well, now, isn't Abner lucky to have such a thoughtful best man? Friends, I suppose you're planning a pretty gay weekend about now. A weekend in the summer is the time to go places and do things. You know, we all like to go places and have a good time. But remember, you can't have a good time unless you're feeling good yourself. Good times and a headache just don't mix. So in case a headache comes along to spoil your fun this weekend, be sure you have Alka-Seltzer on hand for fast relief. A glass of sparkling Alka-Seltzer offers you the kind of comforting relief you want in a hurry. Alka-Seltzer's dependable pain-relieving ingredient is all ready to go to work fast on that headache because it's completely dissolved when you take it. So today or tomorrow, when you're in the drugstore, buy two packages of Alka-Seltzer. Then you'll be certain of having enough comfort in your home all of the time. Keep that extra package on the shelf. When you want it, help yourself. Don't take chances on getting all the essential vitamins you need from the food you eat. Remember this. Government surveys show that the meals of 3 out of 4 persons are short on vitamins. Don't take chances. Instead, take one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. Lack of vitamins in your food can cause you to feel under par and run down. Don't take chances. Instead, take one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsules. 60 capsules, 2-month supply, only $2 at any drugstore. Potency guaranteed by Miles Laboratories. Lack of vitamins in your food can keep you from feeling your best and looking your best. So don't take chances. Take one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsules. Listen again Monday and every weekday at this time for Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Now, listen to it here. That's Alka-Seltzer's way of wishing you real relief from the miserable discomfort of a nagging headache. Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer now if you have a headache and see how much better it can make you feel. Gene Baker speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.